こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。1個目のニュース、染色体に異常がある患者から iPS 細胞を作ると染色体異常が修復されることが発見されました。この研究はカリフォルニアのウィンショー・ボリスラブおよびグラッドストーン研究所の山中伸弥教授のラボで行われました。この研究では骨髄異形成症候群を患い脳の発達障害がある3人の患者の染色体を使用しました。この3人の患者の染色体は2本中1本がリング状になってしまう異常を持っています。患者の皮膚細胞から iPS 細胞を作成したところ、細胞が分裂する過程の中でリング状の染色体が消えて、代わりに正常な方の染色体が2本に増えていました。現段階ではこれを患者に戻すことはできませんが、今後の研究に期待がかかっています。
Researchers from the Winshaw, Boris and Yamanaka labs have found a way to correct a faulty ring chromosome using cellular reprogramming. Normal chromosomes are linear with protected ends, butThe ring chromosome is a loop with the ends fused together, causing terminal deletions when DNA sequences end up missing. Chromosomal abnormalities are responsible for birth defects, mental disabilities, and growth limitations. iPSC reprogramming was developed by Shinya Yamanaka, who won the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 2012.
Yamanaka Shinya 教授やばいね。2014年も。
Yeah, well,He had a head start on this whole thing.
Yeah.
He really knows what he's doing with this stuff, I guess.
すごいね。これだからその今はリング状になっちゃう異常にだけこれはもちろん効くっていうことなんだけど、今までこの勝手になんていうの、分裂する過程の中で勝手にこの異常がなくなるっていうのは知らなかった、分かってなかったから大発見です。
Yeah, I don't really understand. What they're doing.
これすごい難しいよね。なんかあの図みたいので見たら多分。
Why did you choose such a difficult story to start us off?
だって面白いじゃん。なんかあの染色体ってみんなあの理科っていうか生物の授業を覚えてない人のために言うと、こう X の形になって2本あるんだよね。
If you're a girl.
いや、でそのうちの1本があの丸くなっちゃってるのね、この異常は。だけどiPS 細胞にすると、その何、壊れてない方のまっすぐのやつがコピーされてもう一個できるの。だから正常に戻ってるわけではないんだよね、実は。だからお父さんから1本、お母さんから1本もらってるはずが、例えばお母さんのやつがリングになっちゃってるとしたら、お母さんのがなくなってお父さんの正常な方がもう一個できてるから、お父さんのが2本できてることになるんだよね。
In 1X?
So,
but you have two. You have a pair of X's if you're a girl.
Right, right.
Right? But they're correcting this within a single chromosome pair.
So.
But that chromosome is from a single, is from only one parent, right?
So, になっちゃうの。だから、
no, 元からそうじゃない? Because you have, let's say if you're male, you have X chromosome and you have Y chromosome, right?
Right.でもその X のこっち側が Mom、 こっち側が Dad じゃないのって書いてあった。
違う。 I think you get one X from your dad and one X from your mom.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not sure at all. But、oh. also, this is like I'm calling back like 7th grade、biology or something.
でも、yeah, こういう研究がまあ進んでいけば、その birth defect、あの生まれつきの遺伝子異常を持ってる人で、今はもちろん治療できないじゃん、それは遺伝子レベルの話だから。だけどそれがもしかしたらあの外に一回出して iPS 細胞にしてそれを戻せばあの治るかもしれないっていう、将来的に、
well,
っていう第一歩。
They're saying they can do it consistently. Yeah.
Yeah.だからすごいね。
Yeah, we have another story about genetic engineering. That's kind of interesting, actually.
Yeah, 後でね。
はい。 Reading about this cellular reprogramming, it's kind of weird to see the word reprogramming in this genetic context. It really makes it seem like it's like we're entirely organic computers.
Yeah.
Where if that chromosome ends up being a ring chromosome, it's almost like...
パソコンのバグみたいだよね。
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really happen that way that often anymore, but with old computers, you would have... sometimes programs would be written where there was no... It'd be like an infinite loop. So it would run the script, and some error would happen that would cause it to loop. I feel like... I don't know. There's some similarity there.
Yeah, なんか取り出して直して戻したら治るっていうね、機械みたいだよね。
But that would have to be really early in life, right?
I don't know.
Like you could, it seems like you could correct like an embryo, but it doesn't really seem. How would you do that with an adult?
まあ確かにその脳の発達とかだとね、もうなんていうの、大人になってからやっても。
Yeah, at this age, you know, as you get older, the rate at which your cells divide begins to really slow. So the power of genetic engineering and genomics isn't really the same. Also, we're more resistant to radiation for the same reason, though. But yeah, it seems like this would have to be implemented at a really early stage.
Yeah.いやね、後でちょっとエンブリオの話出てくるもんね。
Yeah, eugenics.
はい、ニューヨークタイムズは火曜日、エドワード・スノーデンから入手した極秘情報をもとに新事実を発表しました。それによると NSA は世界の10万台のパソコンに無断でソフトウェアを仕込み、監視やサイバーアタックを行っているとのことです。少なくとも2008年からスパイやパソコン製造者を介して事前にパソコンに秘密裏にハードウェアを挿入し、クォンタムと呼ばれる極秘技術を用いて、インターネットに接続されていないパソコンでも電磁波を使って監視を続けてきました。 NSA はクォンタムによって中国やロシアの軍隊、メキシコの警察やドラッグカルテル、 EU の貿易機関などを監視下に置いているとのことです。
As a result of this NSA project known as Quantum, the NSA has been able to hack into offline computers using radio technology. So far, the NSA has put software into at least 100,000 computers around the world for surveillance. While most of the software has been planted using online networks, some of it has been done using a covert channel of radio waves transmitted via small circuit boards or USB devices.
やりたい放題すぎる。すごいよね。これをさ、この同じことをさ、じゃあイランがやってたってことになるとどうなるのって感じじゃん。You know what I mean? What would have you is done? あと面白いのは、この中国に対して、この、スパイ活動とかサイバーアタックとかの文句言ったばっかりじゃん、アメリカの政府が。So, it's ちょっと皮肉的というか。
Well, long before this happened, it's been that way.
でもさ、それにしてもプリズムとかクォンタムとかさ、この名前かっこいいよね、いちいち。
Did you see the what was it? It was like some they came out with some new logo for like the NSA.
Oh.
Like something. And it's like this huge, it's like a giant apocalyptic monstrous kraken of an octopus just engulfing the planet Earth. That's their logo.
You haven't seen it?
Yeah.
Official logo?
Yeah. I forget what it was exactly. It was something to do with the NSA, though. It might have just been the NSA logo. I don't even...
What?
It was, yeah, you wouldn't believe it.
なんか、ジョークじゃないのって感じ。
There's a worse logo, though. There was... So, you know, China landed a rover
right.
on the moon, right?
Yeah.
So they had all these displays and stuff, like, oh, this is what the rover looks like, and you know, this is so amazing. Well, the image that they used in the background for all their displays was a picture of the Earth in space.
Okay.
But they didn't have the copyright for that. They just pulled it off the internet.
Oh.
Right?
Right.
And if you look closely on that Earth, there's like a little nuclear mushroom cloud on the Earth that that China's using for all of their displays. So you look at the Chinese like rover display. It's like, oh, here's the rover. Here's Earth in the background. So it's supposed to look like the rover's on the moon and Earth
yeah,
is
yeah,
in
yeah.
But you look at the Earth and there's like a nuclear explosion going off in like...
Hiroshima とかってこと?
No, I don't think it's in Japan.
Oh, okay.
It's so 適当, you can't even tell where on the Earth it is.
Oh.
It looks like it's in Russia or something.
何それ?ちゃんと確認しないとね。事前にさ。
People were pointing out this nuclear mushroom cloud in their posters.
でもこれあの、このクォンタムを使うためにそのハードウェアをパソコンに勝手に入れないといけないんだけど、それをそのマニュファクチャーズを介してって書いてあってさ、
うん、
やばいよね。そんなんされたらさ、もう買った時点で入ってるってことだもんね。
Well, they also use USB devices, right?
Right.
So, or it seems like they'd be able to use your Bluetooth too, if you have it.
That's, もう何でもでしょ。何でも。だってオフラインでも見られてるってさ、もうどうしたらいいのって感じ。もうパソコン使わない。だからすごいよね。あのあれみたいじゃん。Born Identity とかさ、そういう映画の世界みたいなことが実際に。
Oh, it's way beyond the movies. Has there ever been a movie where the government is just can just pull up anyone's? No, it's always like some dude has to rope in through like spinning ventilation blades and like use suction cups to climb up walls and shit and finally get into this dude's office.
Yeah.
And he like puts the USB drive in his computer and it's like loading virus
or
downloading secret documents or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he's like jumping out of the window while like people are shooting at him. Like, it's way easier than that in real life.
Yeah. That's kind of boring. So you're exciting なのないじゃん。
Yeah.
Like, we don't need Ethan Hunt.
And it's not... I think one of the concerns with this is it's not so much these secret documents and stuff that they can get from people.
Mm.
I think people can protect those things if they really tried to.
Mm.
But within... America's own government or within the governments of their allies, they can get leverage against individuals because people in these positions of power often have, you know, relationships that are very important to them or secrets that are very important to them or if they're homosexual and they're in the closet or they like to cross dress or look at midget porn, all these things, you know, if the NSA gets this information, it's like, oh, well, we're going to release these photos of you.
Yeah, もう脅し放題じゃん。Blackmail 放題。
Yeah. I think that's a legitimate concern.
弱み握り放題。
And they like to say, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, then what do you have to hide? Well, it's not that it's wrong, it's that other people may judge you for it. And you're more uncomfortable with that than secrets getting out or
まあ、とか普通に結構ハイアップの人だとそれで辞職になっちゃう人とかもいるからね。あの政府の人とかさ愛人がいましたってなるともう辞任になったりとかなるから It's not just, you know, being embarrassed or anything.
Didn't like the head of the CIA or something get busted in some scandal with some secretary just because someone hacked his email or something?
自分もやられてんじゃん何これ変なのあそうそれであの今週の金曜日にオバマ大統領があの NSA の運営含めそういう政府の機関のリフォームを発表する予定なんだよね
明日
そうだ、うん、明日あまりにもねだって
今日木曜日です次
々 I know someone told me on Twitter マミちゃん今日は木曜日だよって誰か教えてくれた、うん、はいなのでそれも注目です次アウディがセスで新しい技術のデモを発表しました、スマートシティトラフィックライトアシスタンスと呼ばれるこのシステムを車に組み込むとなるべく赤信号に引っかからないように最適な運転速度を教えてくれます、 Wi-Fi でその地域の信号のパターンとタイミングを読み込み、車の速度と合わせて分析した上で、青信号になるまでの時間を計算することで、運転者がスピード調整できるようにします。また信号の前後には自動で停車・発進する機能も搭載されています。このシステムは現在ヨーロッパですでに試験的に使われています。
Audi has developed a traffic light system that helps drivers avoid hitting red lights. The system uses local data about traffic light patterns and timing to provide a countdown timer until the next light turns green.
なんかこれすごい便利だけどさ、それで結構すごいスピード出す人とかいそうじゃない？
Well, it provides a countdown timer until the light turns green, not until it turns red, right? It doesn't say the light's turning red in 5 seconds, you better floor it.
But wouldn't it also tell you like もうちょっと早く行かないと、あ、もうちょっと遅く。
It won't tell you to go faster than the speed limit.
Yeah, but I mean, people.
I think it's only going to tell you when to go slower. Because sometimes you go too fast, and that's why you.
で止まんないといけないから。
Going faster isn't going to save you gas, and if you get pulled over, that's not going to save you commuting time either.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'd be stupid if they included a.Like the light's turning red in 5 seconds. People already jump lights all the time. They look at the pedestrian light. So it's blinking, right? And the rhythm is more or less the same for all the traffic lights in Japan. So that light's blinking and then it turns red. Then you know your light's going to turn red.
Yeah.
Or you see the other pedestrian light, the one that where people are in your way. If that one's blinking and is about to turn red, then you know your light's about to turn green. Right?
どれぐらいその赤信号に引っかかるのってアノイングなもの? When you're driving.
Oh, it kills me.
Oh, yeah?
Tokyo has like the shittiest light system on the planet.I haven't really driven anywhere else, but I'm just going to go ahead and say that. it's as bad as it could be. It's like, I'll be driving in the middle of the night. There's no traffic. Zero traffic. Zero pedestrians. And every single light I hit is red. And it's like, why? And there's like, lights turn red where it's not like the botan type. It's like the timer shit.
Yeah.
Well, why do you have the timer in like the middle of the night?
ね、あの夜間押しボタン式みたいなのにすればいいのにね。せめて。
I think most of them are. I don't know why the lights are so crappy in Japan. But in the States, in like Arizona or like Utah or some of those places that just have like the grid format, if you drive a certain speed, you will not.Hit a red light and everyone knows so you get on the road and you're driving like 30 and it's like yes it'll take you this long to get from here to here and the lights just change on a pattern and everyone that's going across that road well they just have to wait till the light changes
まあでもそれグリッドじゃないとできないよねだから京都とかはそうなってんのかなもしかして
京都
京都こうグリッドになってるじゃん、huh.東京はさもうぐっちゃぐちゃだからそういう風にできないけど、あの5番の目みたいに、そう、I don't know、それは便利だけどね、東京はねちょっとぐにゃぐにゃしてるからできないね。
There's not enough space. There's not enough land.
Yeah.
And the government has such a hard time buying land from people, to expand roads. We should just do the どこだっけ。What was that bike? Hamburg.
Ah, 車なしの
車なしじゃなくて Hamburg isn't really trying to ban cars. They're just trying to make it so you don't need one at all. And I think Tokyo is not there at all just because of the bicycle thing is not there at all. There's no, you have to ride the train if you're not going to take the car. I mean, you can try to ride a bicycle, but it's so dangerous.
いや無理だよ無理 私東京で自転車乗れないもんもうだって人引きそうになるか自分が車に引かれるかどっちかみたいな
Yeah, you're either on the sidewalk, which I think isn't actually allowed.
It's not allowed.
It's not allowed, right?
No.
Why are the police always riding on the sidewalk?
なんかね、なんか決まりがあるんだよ。こういう時は歩道でもいいみたいな。でもこういう、でも基本は車道みたいな。なんかルールがあったはず。でも基本は車道なんだよね、自転車は。
I think the police are just doing whatever they want.
I don't know.
No?
Well, I'm sure they're following the rules.
絶対違う。You know Garrett.
Yeah. Hi, Garrett.
So, sorry, 急にストーリーだけど。Garrett was stopped by the police for not having a 外人登録証。
Ah, okay.
He ended up having fingerprints taken of like his whole hand.
Whoa.
They wanted to take a DNA sample.
What?
The police went into his home and took photographs.
What?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
家の写真?
Yeah, they went inside his house.
Why do they need DNA sample from him?
They wanted to swab his mouth.
What?
Yeah.
それ殺人を犯した人みたいじゃん。
I hate the police here. It's terrible.
But where was his 外人 card?
It was... He just left... He, like, forgot it at home. But he is...
But wait.
He is 日本人. I mean, he is half Japanese.
But wait. 家に戻って外人カード出したわけでしょ?
No, he just wanted... He showed them outside his house, but they said they had to go inside his house and take pictures. They took pictures of him from, like, every side and, like...
What?
Yeah. When I...
何それ?
Someone keyed my car, remember?
Yeah.
So I told the police.
Mm.
So then they accused me of parking illegally in my own parking space. They took my fingerprints. Like, I went to the police.
Yeah.
You know, it's just... it's... What's going on?
Nah. Eh? Garrett, かわいそう.
It's totally racist. It's racial profiling. This kind of shit would not be acceptable anywhere else in the world. Tokyo is so far behind.
I did talk to the cop about it once. 一回おまわりさんになんで外国人とかハーフの人ばっかり職務質問したりとかそうやってあの指紋取ったりするんですかって言ったの。そしたらその人はあまあなんか10年20年前ぐらいにその外国人の犯罪がすごい急増した時があってその時にやっぱり
関係ないじゃん
警察官みんなにその職務質問の時に外国人がいたらまあ気にしてちゃんと聞いてくださいねみたいなのがあってそれがまだ浸透してんだってだからなんかまあすいませんねみたいな感じで
It's fucking stupid. It's
infuriating. でもスワープしていいのそれ拒否できるで
しょ No, if they try to do that to me, I'll fucking freak out. I've been interrogated so many times.
というかだってさそのスワープして DNA サンプル取ったところでそれをどうすんの
Why are they taking pictures inside of his house? Why are they?
その写真どこに行くの? 何に使うの?
Also recently, not as recently, but my friend Kelly was riding her bike in Roppongi. Mm. She crashed her bike. She broke her jaw. Mm. The police didn't let her go to the hospital. They locked her in jail overnight with a broken jaw. No medical attention.
怖い.
It's no different from fucking.India or Indonesia or some like shady yeah. like not so developed country.
だからそのハーフでもやっぱり日本語がペラペラだとそういうことにならないんだよね。基本的に。
No, I don't think so. That's bullshit.
It makes a huge difference.
Of course it makes a difference
if you sound like a Japanese person, even if you look ちょっと外国人-ish, they'll be much nicer.で日本語は片言だといきなり怪しいレッテルを貼られるんだよ。
It doesn't matter, because it doesn't matter. I know people that are half and speak perfect Japanese, and they get the same thing.
But it's different, though. It's different. I promise. だからその
No, 分かってないじゃん。You're not in my position, so you don't really you don't.
Well, but I do. I can tell I have some friends who speak like.Perfect Japanese, but who look kind of halfish.
その人たちの全然違うよ。
でもその人たちの
そういう外人。I don't look.
Yeah, and then you sound 片言. That makes it much much worse. If you sound it like 普通にペラペラ, then they won't ask you like for 外人 card.
No, but that it's not their right to ask to expect to judge on that basis. That's not
of
a criminal
course not.
Basis.
Of course not. But that's the thing that they have. Like, 日本語聞いて片言かペラペラかで判断しちゃうんだよ。
I'm just saying there are pretty severe privacy and just human rights abuses going on every day, regularly in Tokyo.
Yeah, I think the problem is that その cops もどこまでやっていいか自分で分かってないし、みんなも分かってないじゃん。
They broke my car. They said they had to search my car for drugs. Mm. They broke my car. They just ripped the panels out from the inside of my car. They broke these plastic clips that I need to hold my panels in place.
Right.
They just fucked everything up, and I'm like, are you guys gonna fix this?
Yeah.
And they're like, no. You can't fix it. That's you can't just break someone's stuff.
Yeah.
And then I got framed for the police, for a traffic violation I didn't do, and then I took that to court and I won. You know, they're just full of shit. These fucking himajin. These it's ridiculous.
だから自分がどこまでやっていいか分かんないじゃん。あのよく最近 YouTube とかでもさ、YouTube とかでも職務質問してるさ。あのビデオすごい上げてるじゃんみんなが。で、あの職務質問してるところをビデオにこっちが撮ってるとおまわりさんがあそれ撮るのダメなんでって言ってくるわけよ。でもダメじゃないの。だからそういうのが多いの。なんか何がダメで何がダメじゃないかおまわりさん自身も分かってないしこっちも分かんないから本当はダメなことしててもあおまわりさんが言ってるからダメなのかなとかおまわりさんが やりますって言うからそうなのかみたいな感じでみんながなんか諦めちゃうじゃん。だからそれが全然その問題が治らないでずっとなっちゃう。
Well, there's so many stories of the police here just locking people up for months without charging them. They don't even have to charge you with anything. They can keep you for like 3-4 weeks.
Yeah, that's
without
that's
even charging
that's
you. Like,
another issue.
There's just so many problems, and if it's just me, then whatever, 쇼가나요. But when my friends start experiencing this stuff. Mm. As regularly as they have, and it's affecting their lives.
Yeah,
I just feel like, what is this shit? What?
まあ特にね、あの特にオリンピックとかやるってなると、
it's not a nice place to live if they treat people like that.
まあオリンピックとか来るってなるとね、もう外国人だらけになるから、そのおまわりさんのメンタリティっていうか、それちょっと変えてもらわないと困るよね。You know,、mm. なんか前あったもん一回 my ex dropped his passport somewhere and then we went to the police station to pick it up and then なんか何人ですかみたいなすごい言われて日本のパスポートだからいや日本人ですって言ってるんだけど何人ですかみたいな you know what I mean? It's like パスポートあるのに日本のなんか信じないみたいな
Yeah, that happened to me.
That's like, 何か言えばいいんですかみたいな。だから日本人だってば。
I have like 1,000 stories. My whole life has just been riddled by me getting fucked over by the police. Just so many times.
Yeah.
So I took my bicycle to the police station to get it registered.
Yeah.
And then they took my bike away from me.
Yeah.
They said, where did you get this bicycle and all this stuff?
Hey.
I'm like, no, I'm here to register it. The bike shop told me to 登録する
Yeah.
My own bicycle. I ended up getting interrogated for like 5 hours. I showed him my driver's license, which says my Japanese last name on there.
Yeah.
And they're like asking to call people and they keep asking questions and they wouldn't let me leave. It's just this shit is and it's totally it's just based on appearance. It's 100%
well,
just
yeah,
not
appearance and Japanese ability. 絶対それ。見た目まず見た目 でそこから日本語が口から出てきたときにあ片言だってとかあ日本人っぽくないってなったら急にあじゃあ外人カードどこですかあ自転車盗んだんじゃないですかあ車にドラッグあるんじゃないですかってなっちゃうんだよね
well, I haven't even spoken yet when this happens、
hmm.
When I get pulled over they haven't heard me speak yet It's an appearance thing It's just racial profiling
And your car looks 怪しい
I look Ayash. I can't even walk around in Roppongi without getting stopped by the police.
Yeah.
And ask for 外人登録書. And
yeah.
then And then 外人じゃないから持ってないじゃん。
うん、
So I don't have.
そう、あのさ、
It's stupid.
あのそれに慣れてほしいよね。その日本の戸籍あるけど日本語話せない人とか、日本の戸籍あるけどハーフナーマイクみたいに見た目完全に白人の人もいるじゃん、今の時代。だからいちいちそれでさ、なんで外国人なのに外人カードないんですかって言われてもさ、いや日本人だからないに決まってるじゃんみたいな。なんかもう慣れてほしいよね、そろそろ。そういういろんなダイバーシティがあるっていうことをさ、 It's not like we're in 江戸時代、 So they should get used to it already じゃない、今さら。
It's weird. I never see anything about this in the news. I never hear about any reforms is this getting better? I feel like it's not getting better. But I feel like this is a...
Well...
I mean, if you're like a normal Japanese person, it probably doesn't affect you, so...
Well, it's probably not getting worse, but it's definitely not getting better. Janai?
It's definitely not getting better.Although they have implemented the jury system somewhat recently, which is good, I guess.
But what does it have anything to do with this half とかの問題?
That if they take you to court for something, you have better odds, Jenna.I'm
yeah,
just
but the
saying
problem
from a human
is that,
rights standpoint.
Yeah, but the problem is that その court に行く前の問題じゃん。そういう何もしてないのにスワップ DNA サンプル取られたり。
I was just trying to be positive. Give me a break.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You just have to pretend.
I don't know why we started talking about this. Probably my fault.
You just have to pretend that you speak Japanese perfectly. Maybe just learn one or two sentences and make it sound perfect.
失礼。
Why?
次。
Trying to help.
JAXA has subcontracted an old fishing net company to develop a 1 kilometer long, 30 centimeter wide magnetic space net to capture some of the space debris in Earth's orbit. The first test of the net will last about 1 year before the net's orbit inevitably decays and the space net, along with the captured orbital debris,is incinerated in the atmosphere. Ozaki, a leader of the project development, said fishing nets need to be extremely strong because they need to be able to hold a large number of fish, but our tether does not have to be that strong. It is more important that it is flexible. The first scheduled test, will be in February.
JAXA は2月からロケットや人工衛星の残骸などの宇宙ゴミを取り除く作業を実験的に開始します。広島県で漁業用の網を作っている会社が長さ1キロ、太さ30センチの、金属ケーブルで編んだ網を製作。JAXA はそれを宇宙空間で操作し、宇宙ゴミにくくりつけて磁場を発生させ、1年ほどかけて地球に落とします。宇宙ゴミは大気圏中に燃え尽きるため、低コストでの除去となります。これ、日東製鋼っていう町工場なんだって。すごいよね。
うん。
It's this really, really tiny company.
Yeah, what do they know about this space debris?
They don't know anything about space debris. JAXA does.
Right.
だから JAXA がこの金属ケーブルで網を編む、しかもフレキシブルなものを作れる会社をずっと探してたんだって。でそれを作れるところが全然なくて、いろんなところにできませんって言われて、このちっちゃい町工場に行ったら、あ、できますけどみたいな感じになって。
Do you think it'll work?
I hope so. もう宇宙ゴミ今タイムリーだから、まあ、みんなかでこの間グラビティ見たから、もう宇宙ゴミ全部取ってほしいじゃん、怖いから。超タイムリーだからこれ。I hope it works.でも1年かけてスピードを落として地球に落っこちるようにするって結構時間かかるね。
Well, they're gonna put it in orbit, and then I think it's just gonna the orbit's going to decay. They're not really gonna slow it down. It's just there's still air in orbit.
It said it's gonna slow down.
Yeah, it slows down because it's hitting particles.Those particles slow it down.
So this net's
going to hit things, and that's going to slow down the net, and eventually it won't have enough speed to maintain that orbit.
Mm. ネットって言ってもなんか紐なんだよね。紐みたいな、なんか最初聞いた時こうなんかでっかい網漁業みたいな感じでガッて取るのかなと思ったらそういうわけじゃない。
Well, it's only 30 centimeters wide.
Yeah, it's pretty tiny.
That's like this.
Yeah. で1キロの長さ
見えないけどね。And it's a kilometer long.
Yeah. このニット成功すごいね。
So it's like a net, but it's almost like aLike, it's way longer than it is wide. Usually nets...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are nets usually like that? Yeah. I don't know.
No, it's usually the other way around, じゃない? It's more like 紐. で、なんかね、図みたいのがネットに載ってるから、それ見るとちょっとわかりやすいかも。
But 1 kilometer long is like... That's tiny. You think of it as being pretty big, but how much debris could this actually catch? Because the orb, all those different orbital what, altitudes?
そんな一気にはできないんじゃないの？ちょっとずつやるってことじゃない？だって30センチしかないもんね。Yeah, it should be like chibi chibi. じゃない？ I don't know.
Well, things are moving so fast in orbit. We're talking about objects that are moving like tens of thousands of kilometers per hour. Right? So, if not faster. And it just seems like if they hit something, it wouldn't be good. I mean, this net would have...I think that's where the magnetic aspect of this comes in and the flexibility aspect of it comes in.
そうそう。だから別に強くなくていいって言ってんだもんね。この網自体は。
It seems to me like some sort of a gas or something would be better.
Gas?
A gas or a yeah, like a gas.Something really like a sticky, like sticky particles, like things that
くっつける。
It would just slow stuff down enough so that it would fall out of orbit. I don't know. That's my. I'm not gonna build it or anything. It's just my idea. Next, the Black Phone, a new privacy-oriented smartphone, was announced by Silent Circle and the Geeks Phone on Wednesday. The Black Phone will use a modified version of the Android operating system known as Private OS and be both vendor and carrier independent. The phone will enable secure phone calls, video chat, as well as secure exchange and storage of text and files.
Silent Circle and Geeks Phone 社は水曜日、プライバシー重視のスマートフォン、ブラックフォンを発表しました。ブラックフォンは Android OS に変更を加えたプライベート OS を使用しており、通信事業者の選択は自由です。ブラックフォンは高セキュリティ環境で電話やメールを可能にします。まあ、NSA に見られたくない人はでも NSA 関係ないな。だってこれも買った瞬間になんか埋め込まれてるかもしれないよね。
Yeah.
意味ないじゃん。
It's a trap.
意味ないじゃん。
Yeah,
これ高いのかな。
It could totally be a trap.
Yeah, 逆に
just let's just let them come to us. The people with secrets. The NSA is like, we figured it out. Okay, so we're going to put out this new phone. We're going to call it the Black Phone. We're going to tell everyone that it protects them against the NSA. And then, you know, Kim Jong-un's going to buy one. And then we're good.
確かに。 Yeah. Well, これただの speculation. Well, I don't know. 高いのかな、やっぱ。でもこれ誰から何を守ろうとしてんのかによるよね。 You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
It's like, why would you need this? Would you get it? Would you want more security for your phone?
Of course. I want more security. I don't like this whole privacy invasion thing. I don't like any of this. I don't like the government just taking everyone's privacy. It's what we were talking about before. They get leverage on people.
But would they get leverage on you? Like, will they use it against you?
I don't know.
Hmm.
But but they don't need it either way. It's a waste of resources. If you're paying tax dollars, why does it make sense for you to pay the government to spy on you?
Mane.
What?
Mane. Yeah, that's weird.
If you're paying, how about...
まあだってマミは NSA の、の資源の元となってるタックス払ってないから。You know, I don't really care. But if I was an American citizen, then yeah, I would be like, what the hell?
Is the Japanese government... We don't really know what the Japanese government is doing surveillance-wise, do we?
No. They might be using this... なんだっけ、quantum とか。
Yeah, wouldn't they just be using American... surveillance technology.
I don't know if America will share it with anyone else though.
Why not?
だってそしたら自分もスパイされるじゃん。
Who?
What do you mean?
Who's 自分?
自分, like the government or I don't know, anyone.
Well, it gives them the ability to monitor their citizens, but it wouldn't give them the ability to monitor the NSA, janai.
Well, no, I mean, like, if they shared this technology with, let's say, the Japanese government, then the Japanese government might try to hack into, I don't know, Obama's phone or, you know, whatever. You know, just like Obama hacked into, or, I mean, NSA hacked into Merkel-san
no. No one's hacking into, you know, Obama's phone. What a tall order.
It doesn't have to be Obama. It could be anybody. Like, it could be anybody high up in the government. It just doesn't make sense if they share the technology with other people, janai. If I was, you know, NSA, I wouldn't want to share it with anybody.
Would you sell it?
No. しかもさ、他の国に言えないじゃん。Hey, we have this cool surveillance system. And they'll be like, wait, are you guys spying on us with this? みたいになっちゃうじゃん。
Oh, you can say it now. もうバレてるから。
まあ今いいけどさ。でも認めてないじゃん。They've been saying like, no, no, no.
What?
Like, well, NSA has admitted it.
No,
but
they've totally admitted it. That's what Obama's,
but Obama's
press conference
been saying,
is about tomorrow.
Yeah, but Obama's been saying that it's all done by NSA 勝手に。
言ってないよ。
え、言ってるよ。言ってたじゃん。あの、国外のリーダーのなんだっけ42カ国の人のサーベイランスしてましたってなった時、Obama came out and said, the government, he didn't know anything about it and NSA did it 勝手に。So NSA got really pissed off and they made an announcement saying like, え、勝手じゃないしみたいな。
Well,
so it was like 喧嘩。
Yeah, everyone's full of shit.
So weird.
The Cognitive Genomics Division of BGI.A Chinese genomics company is mapping the genes of math geniuses in order to be able to pick out embryos most likely to become math geniuses. The United States is doing similar research but is focusing more on screening embryos for genetic diseases. Currently, it is believed that 50 to 80% of what determines IQ is hereditary and most children are within 13 IQ points of their parents' combined average.
中国の遺伝子解析企業 BGI が数学に強くなる遺伝子のマッピングを行っています。将来的に親が胎芽を選別し、胎芽ってあの胎児の前の状態の赤ちゃんね、選択的に数学の天才を埋めるようにすることを目指します。アメリカでも同様の研究が行われていますが、アメリカは遺伝子異常のスクリーニングにフォーカスしています。 IQ の高さの決め手となる要因は50から 80% が遺伝によるとされています。
Sounds like a good idea, I guess.
Does it?
You don't think so?
Eh?
You want to choose your stupid embryo?
Yeah, stupid embryo は嫌だけど、なんか、specific すぎじゃない?数学、なんか、I don't know.
Well, math ability is usually an indicator of overall, like,
でもなんか、でもつまんなくない?自分の子供がなんか数学にすごい強いか、それとも芸術的な感じで絵とかすごい上手になるか、なんか楽しみだなっていうのがなくなっちゃうじゃん。 It's like, yeah, of course you're good at math because I picked you みたいな。 なんかつまんないよね。自分の子供がどういう 何が得意で何が不得意とかさ。
Well, more than whether or not it's 面白い or つまんない。If your kid's an idiot, 困るじゃん。It's well, like, oh, I don't want to choose my smart kid because I want to be surprised and I want it'll be more exciting. わ違うでしょ。
でも、I don't think my kids are going to be dumb.I'm confident that my embryos are gonna be like okay.
Yeah, your brainy chromosome will just overpower.
でもだってそんな心配してんのみんな。私のエンブリオバカになっちゃったらどうしようみたいな。So I'm gonna make like 5 embryos and I'm gonna pick the best one みたいな。
But don't you know siblings like brothers where one is really smart and discipline and the other one's just
messed up,
a failure, and not good at math or anything.
でも私自分の子供が数学得意じゃなくてもいいんだけど別に。I'm not gonna それでなんかあ失敗だなとか思わないもん。
Well, it doesn't have to be math. These at BGI, this Chinese genomics company, they picked math because you got to start somewhere.But, you know, it could be anything, right? It's just the idea of...
でもつまんなくないじゃあさ、歌が上手くなるようにとか、そのピッチを、perfect pitch できるようにっていうのをみんなが選んじゃったら、もう歌上手い人っていうのがいなくなるじゃん。みんな上手いから。So anyone can become a singer.
Well, didn't we talk about a study where they were able to make...We talked about a study where they could make people learn perfect pitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. あ、でもまあ、あれは後からじゃん。後から、
yeah.
あの薬飲んでとか。
So anyone can already become.
Yeah, but like 生まれた時からだとちょっとつまんなくない。てかこの会社さ、BGI、この間日本に怒られてたよね。つか今日本に怒られてるよね。
BGI。
いや、日本医師会みたいな。
なんで？
なんかあの出生前診断を勝手にその認証を受けてない病院でもやりませんかって営業活動してたみたいな。それで怒られてんの。You know, 出生前診断 where、なんかその妊婦の血液からあの、まあ、なんか障害があるかないかとかを事前に判断するっていう。でもあの日本ってそういう理由でのアボーションは認めてないから、technically ね、
yeah.
so, それで障害がありますとか分かったところでどうすんのみたいな。 So
they're doing a lot of stuff though, this BGI company. I mean, they're pretty well established. They've been involved since like before the year 2000, since like 99 or something.
この BGI の出生前診断だとすごい安いんだって。10万円ぐらいでできるんだって。So I mean, you know, a lot of pregnant women might want to do it. So the 日本医師会はちょっと心配してる。
So what do you think about what the US is doing with the screening embryos for genetic diseases? それもつまんない。
いやそれはやっていいと思う。あのねこれすごい controversial じゃん。 Because if we say oh then なんかその異常があるエンブリオはじゃあ捨てましょうみたいになった時に、We already have people with those you know genetic defects、And in a lot of cases they or their parents get super offended. But
not reallyそう、
そういうオーガナイゼーションとか超あるよ。なんかそういう選別は良くないみたいな。でもこのだからその数学がどうこうとかはちょっと別として、この遺伝子異常のスクリーニングぐらいは別にやってもいいと思うよ。だってやっぱ大変じゃん。
Why is it different?
Well, cause like 異常 can make your life super difficult. It's like a health
So can being stupid.
It's like a health problem, John. でも数学が苦手とかって別に、it's not a must. It's just a preference.
But provided information, do you think that parents should be able to decide which embryo they want?
その遺伝子異常っていう意味で、それともこれこのエンブリオは数学ができますできませんとかってこと。
Just in general, do you think that they should be able to make that decision?
To
be able to pick embryos.
Yeah, but it depends on what kind of information they have, じゃない。
Well, I'm just saying in general.
I guess.I think the argument that people make usually is that そのエンブリオが人間か人間じゃないかみたいな。
え、what does that mean?
It's like もう受精しちゃってエンブリオになってるからそれをいっぱい作って、うん、何捨てるっていうこと自体がダメだっていう人もいるじゃん。
うん。
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but assuming it's okay to screen embryos for genetic diseases.
うん。
If they have information about which embryo might be the best embryo in terms of intelligence or physique and overall health, let's say the risk of heart disease is lower. Do you think they should be able to choose that embryo?
I would want to know. I would want to be able to choose.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.Well, that's what this Chinese company is working on. They're starting with math ability, but
well, I mean,
everything ends up being like a risk issue, right? Like this person is this much at risk of this. This person is this, or this embryo is this much at risk of.
でもそんなディテールいらないんだけど、だからその異常があるかないかだけでいいんだけど。Do you know what I mean?
So, what is your kid going to feel like when your kid grows up? Your kid's 20. Realizes that everyone else's parent picked the smartest embryos. Now your kid is like the dumbest kid in the class, hands down, despite all your confidence.
だからそれはそれでさ、おかしくない?やっぱ。そうなると。
Yeah, it is.
Why did you pick me? みたいな。You could have picked
yeah, it becomes
a better
your,
embryo.
Yeah, it becomes your fault for not picking the better embryo.
でも、
right?
でもそれを選んでくれたからその子供は今ここにいるわけじゃん。So the kid shouldn't be complaining. Because otherwise he or she wouldn't be here even. Right?
What?
だから変な状況になるじゃん。
You're saying they should be happy that you didn't abort them? Or
じゃない?I mean, would you complain? Like, oh, you shouldn't have picked me. Now I'm like ugly and everything, みたいな。なんかそれはそれでおかしくない?
I don't know.
なんか it's so...
I think I would. The thing is, if everyone else is doing something to ensure a better future for their children, and then you don't do it, that child is going to feel like they're at a disadvantage.
まあでもその出生前診断っていうのがこうどんどん浸透していくと仮定してそれだと妊娠してからじゃん妊娠して血液検査してじゃあ今もうすでにお腹にいる赤ちゃんがディフェクトあるかないかみたいなそうするとありますってなった時にじゃあアボーションするかしないかっていう選択になっちゃうじゃん
それはちょっと違うそう This is
No,
this is
no I know I know I know Let me finish だからそうすると体にも何ダメージあるし精神的にも よりダメージあるから、うん、結局そうやって選択することになるんだとしたらエンブリオ何個か人工的に作ってそこでもうすでにスクリーンかけた方が何精神的にもお母さんの体 のためにもダメージは少ないよね
yeah, yeah.
ただ そういうふうにやっていくことによってそのナチュラルなプロセスからどんどん外れていくことは確かだけどね
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, we're talking about screening embryos, not fetuses, or whatever those little baby stages before that is.
Yeah. So, だからだって出生前診断だったともう妊娠しちゃってからはいじゃあディフェクトありますどうしますかっていうのはさ結構ダメージ大きいよね。Because like you get happy once, like oh I'm pregnant. And then they tell you, like, oh, yeah, but your baby has a defect. What are you going to do? Or, しかも 100% じゃないじゃん、あれって。ディフェクトあるかもしれないし、ないかもしれないけど、ある可能性が、まあ、80%、70% とか言われた時さ。
Yeah, but that...
It's really 微妙。
So they can screen it at the embryo stage. What you're talking about is after inception. Yeah.
Yeah, so my point is embryo の方が、
yeah.
ダメージは少ない。
Yeah, of course. But oftentimes they didn't...I think, well, this still happens now. They don't realize that there might be some sort of a severe developmental, ironic that I fucked that up, but developmental issues, they don't, oftentimes they don't find it until the kid's like 2 or 3.
Mm.
The kid's like 4 years old and he's not talking. It's like, why isn't he talking?
No, yeah, yeah.
Right? What do you do then?
そしたらさっきの山中伸弥教授のやつを使うんだよ
使えないです
すごくない？でもそういう感じになっていくんだよ、だんだん。だから産む時点で一番ベストな健康なのを選んで、その後に何らかの異常が見つかったら iPS 細胞で治すっていうさ。
We've seen a lot of different things on this subject. Also the robotically piloted spermYeah. So now we can remote control sperm.
Yeah.
And we can screen embryos.
Yeah.
This is like that movie Gattaca.
これ、うちらがおじいちゃんおばあちゃんになった時にこれが本当にもう普通ですってなってたら、
we might be one of the last generations of
inferior human beings だよ。もう。
We might be one of the last generations of.Normal ね、
わあいつら自然に生まれてきたんだみたいな、わあだからあんなバカなんだみたいな感じになるんだよやだ
It's definitely gonna happen.
やだ
These Chinese math geniuses are gonna take over.
全部選べたらそれはそれでいいのかな、どうかね。でもそのサプライズが欲しいな。なんか男か女かとかもさ、なんか選べないから楽しいじゃん。Do you know what I mean? If we can control everything, then it's like...
I don't... You think they'd let people choose? They won't, probably.
性別?
Yeah.
Yeah. 性別だってすごいあれになっちゃうよ。Imbalance になるよ、多分。今すでになってるじゃん。
All sons?
Yeah, like in China, they abort girls already now. They've been doing that. And in, even in Europe, too. この間読んだやつで、あのなんだっけ、アボーションされてるうち女の方が多いんだけど、なんかの研究結果があって、だからそのセックスセレクションみたいな、ジェンダーセレクションされてるんじゃないかみたいな。
Yeah, the ratio is pretty off in China, isn't it?
In China? Yeah, yeah, yeah. でもそれ一人っ子政策の。
Women in China must have so much power.
I don't know.
Right?
お見合いとか
Over
like,
men.
Oh, I can pick whoever I want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
They must have more leverage.
そうだね。特に可愛かったらね、もう男が群がってくるよね、少ないから。
There's just a sea of dudes that just
aren't getting laid. 日本も昔はそういう感じ、なんていうの、男が男の子産まないとみたいな。多分今はね、その自分の名字を守るみたいなさ、考えがちょっと薄れてきてるから、そこまでじゃないかもしれないけど、でも。ね、選べるってなると確かにすごい変なことになりそう。あの、数がおかしくなって。
Let's just say, for example, that you could pick. That,
gender?
Yeah, and that it was okay. Let's say that it's acceptable.
Okay.
And people start picking men. What would that, if you project that out, another...50, 100 years, what do you think is going to happen? Is it going to be all men?
いや、そんなこともないと思うよ、別に。だって、一人目男で、二人目女とか、まあ、女の子しか欲しくない人も中にいるだろうし。I mean, if we did the same thing in like 50, 100 years ago, then maybe everybody picked only men, only boy. But 今
well, I mean, with all this the eugenics, all the genetic engineering stuff that we're seeing. Mm. If you can pick the gender, and everyone has the right to pick the gender, and everyone starts picking male, you know, could this skew to 60-40, 70-30, 80-20, 90-10, you know?
I don't know.
Right? Let's say just like 150 years from now, what do you think the male-female ratio is going to be?
なんかさ、humans have this, あれでしょ、なんか、なんだっけ、景気が悪くなると男が増える。なんかその、社会的な情勢によって男と女のレーションが自然に変わるんだよね。
うん。
なんか、it's beyond our control, but it's this
but it won't be.
自然のやつ。No, right now, right now. だからそういう、なんていうの自然にコントロールされてる部分もあるのにそれも破壊されちゃうからね。しかもさ、女だけだったら存続できるじゃん、あの人類。We can give birth and 卵子から精子作れるじゃん。
But I'm saying that technology is likely going to replace that. I don't even think that women are going to give birthwithin 100 years. I don't think people are going to be doing it. At least not in developed countries. If you're a woman, and I mean,
really? I don't know.
But you might have to get a cesarean, the C-section. You could die. It's very dangerous. It's very painful.
Yeah,
there's
but
a lot
I mean,
of meds involved.
Yeah, but
you
being pregnant is something that's, you know,
I'm talking like chill future though.
Special.
That's special to people now, but in the future, like 100
years
from now,
I think it will stay special. I hope.
Pregnancy?
ね、男だからわかんないんだよ。なんかだって、
they already have other women giving birth to their children for them.
まあ、それはだって自分がレイジーだからとかじゃないじゃん、別に。それはできないからだよ。仕方なく他の人にお願いしてるんであって、別に it's like, oh, C-section したくないから人に産んでもらうとかじゃないじゃん。If they could,
yeah,
they would have, you know?
Yeah, but I think...
だけどできないからだよ。
Yeah, well, yeah, but I don't think that that experience is necessarily not intimate just because it's outside of their body, right?I feel like women will might start passing up that. No?
I doubt that. No.
All right, we'll see in 100 years.
I want to get pregnant.
100 years from now, most women in developed countries won't get physically pregnant.
マイケルが間違ってるといいなって思う。
What year is that? 2114.
Yeah.
I'm calling it.
誰か生きてたら。絶対、だって嫌だ嫌だ嫌だ。
Just、
I
want
to get pregnant. I want to know what it's like to be pregnant.
I'm totally cool not knowing.
Yeah, 男だから。どうせないじゃん。どうせできないじゃん。
Yeah.
So.
It's still an experience that you miss out on, though, if you're a guy.
Yeah, definitely. Too bad.
Yeah.
よかった。残念。 Yeah. Anyways. あ、そう、あのアプリまだ出てないよね。
待ってる
ね。あのツイッターでいろんな人にが聞いてくれてるんだけど、
はい、
まだアップルの、レビュー待ち、だからレビューまだされてないってことだよね。
まだされてない。
なんでだろうね。
I don't know. Well, they had that vacation, that break, remember?
Yeah, but there was、
New、
a guy on Twitter saying likeHe submitted his app on like the 3rd or something, and then it got out on 8th とか or something like
on
that.
The 3rd?
I don't remember.
It was closed until 10th.
I don't remember. He was saying like his app is already out.
でも10日まで閉まってたじゃん。
Yeah, I don't know. So, もうちょっとかな？多分。
I have no idea. They don't really tell you anything. Apple doesn't really tell you anything.
とりあえず待っててください。Sorry. あのこの間そうまたあの爆笑問題カーボーイで太田さんがマミのモノマネマミのモノマネが似てないって言ったマミのモノマネをしてたの、うん、似てないよってThat was funny. I don't know. 一人ですごい笑っちゃった。今週末センター試験なんだよね。
いや。
センター試験の皆さん、頑張れ。
Yeah, sorry, we don't have any, センター試験 specific
アドバイス。そう、だってうちら二人ともね、センター試験受けたことないから、全然わかんない。あの、新聞にさ、センター試験の問題載るじゃん。いつもね。うん、ああいうのは見たことあるけど、受けたこと日本のセンター試験受けたことないもん。You took SAT, right?
Yeah. Yeah. なんで
Well, that's kind of like アメリカのセンター試験。It's kind of like the same thing.
SAT is like 高校生 right?
Yeah, センターも高校生だよ。
高校生。
うん。そう、アメリカのセンターはね、二人とも受けたけど。日本のそのなんかみんなさ日本のセンターのなんかリスニング対策お願いしますみたいな言ってる人結構何人かいたけどマイケルの聞いてる方が難しいから多分センターのそんな難しくないと思うんだけどね。
Well, you, I think you kind of have to get used to you get used to each person,
person.
I think.
Yeah.
Too.
No, my point is that そのそういうリスニングの教材ってすごいはっきりゆっくり読むじゃん大体。Mm.Tom, how are you? みたいな。
Yeah.
だけどうちら特別編とかもそうだけどそんな風に話してないから。
But that, that fake way of speaking can actually be harder to understand, I think. It's so fake. Like I have. Like,
I don't think. I mean, I learned English and そういう方がまあ簡単は簡単だよ多分。
But when you learn English, you hear it a lot, right? I've never heard it because I never studied English.So when I hear that fake English, I'm like, what? It's much easier for me as a native speaker to just understand regular speech than these, like...
まあ、それはそうだ。それはそうだよ。Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. まあ、でもね、なんか雪降らないといいけどね。いつもセンターの時雪降るから。
You said it was going to snow on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's what they said on TV.
I knew you were lying to me. 超がっかりした、それは。
なんで？降ってほしかった
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I love it when it snows.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. まあでも東京に住んでるから言えることであってね、東北の人とかはもううんざりするほど見てるだろうけど。
Although they're saying if it snows at all this year in Tokyo, like more than なんだっけ、more than like 7 centimeters, then 困る。
ああだ東京超弱いからねちょっと降っただけでも電車とか全部止まっちゃうしさ大変なことになっちゃうあと今あの都知事選がもうすぐなんだよね2月9日肉の日にあの東京のメイヤー、
うん、
ガバナーあの選挙があるからそれ今どうしようかなって思ってる、
うん、なんで
誰も嫌なんだもん
Who's,
誰も嫌なんだもん
What are the,
えなんか増添さんとか細川さんが最近立候補表明してで He's an ex-prime minister And then he's supported by 小泉さん Another ex-prime minister
The 原発ゼロの
そうそうそうそうそうそうそれでなんかおかしくなってるじゃんなんか issue voting みたいな、It's like, ah,、oh, if you're against 原発, then vote for him みたいな、But、yeah. that's not how it should be. I mean, なんで東京の人が決めるの？なんか、you know what I mean? Like, 都知事選なのに issue voting みたいにしようとしてるから、で昨日か一昨日に安倍さんがそれをちょっとなんかおかしいみたいなコメント出したりとかして、it's a mess.
yeah, well, that's their shitty system.
しかもあのおじいちゃんなのもうみんなじゃないけどこうなんかもうちょっと若い人いないのかなっていうさ you know、うん、しかもさ面白いのがね今都知事選やってんのって都知事この間猪瀬さんがあの5000万円もらったって言って、
うん、
あの辞めさせられたじゃんだけど細川さんってさあの首相だったんでね昔もう1年弱すごい短い期間 でそれやめたのは1億円もらったっていう、もらったもらってないみたいな問題でやめてんの。だから5000万円もらってやめた人をリプレイするのが1億円もらってプライムミニスター辞めた人だったらおかしくない？
Yeah.
It's like, 昔だったらいいのみたいな。
So what
is, 謎なんだけど。
What kind of, what positions on other issues does this, Hosokawa have other than genpatsu?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. だから小泉さん得意のこのワンイシュー選挙っていうの。で、自分の時はその郵政民営化だったじゃん。だからこの1個のイシューをガーって押すことによってそれにイエスかノーかで選挙させるみたいなテクニックなの、うん、だから細川さん is like なんか東京だけでオリンピックやるべきじゃないとか like everything that he says is kind of like around 原発の問題
yeah
but I mean Tokyo has a lot of issuesOn its own as well. So,
well, the Genpatsu issue might be one of the most serious, though.
Yeah, but I mean that. それ国政でやればいいじゃん。なんで東京都民に決めさせようとしてんの？
Well, I'm sure they're getting the Genpatsu Zero people are getting blocked from every direction, right? There's a lot of opposition to that.
What do you mean?
Well, if let's say Koizumi wants to get the country to be Genpatsu Zero.Right?
Yeah.
He's going to try to leverage every avenue that he has.
Right?
Yeah. So, including Hosokawa.
Yeah, I mean, Hosokawa-san is not his leverage at all. You know? It's like Koizumi-san is Hosokawa-san no leverage, 逆に. You know, Hosokawa-san can't win alone. It's like everyone's like, what? What well, is this old guy doing?
Yeah, but he had the Genpatsu Zero agenda, right?
Mm.だからそれを押しすぎてみんながなんでってなっちゃってるわけじゃん、
mm.
都政だから都知事っていうのは都政を見なきゃいけない and he's really old he's like 78 or something so like みたいな
well there are a lot of other issues other than the obviously the Fukushima nuclear power plant issue but if you look at any article on the internet about JapanIt doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah, but the point is that it should be done in 国政, not 都政.
Well, just let me finish. If you look at any article on the internet about Japan and you go to the comments section, maybe I feel like it's 20 to 30% of all the comments, whether or not the article has anything to do with nuclear power or Fukushima or anything,
yeah.
are about...the nuclear reactor.
Yeah, of course.
I was looking at that article for the net, for the orbital debris.
Mm. Oh, right.
And everyone, all the comments are like, fix Fukushima first. What the fuck yeah, are you guys yeah. doing? Like why are you guys fucking
in space? だから、うちらが、
fix Fukushima. Like,
yeah, だから、うちらがインドのニュース見て、あ、レイプばっかり。と思って他のニュース見たとき、いや、レイプ先どうにかしろよっていうのと同じで、
yeah.
日本のニュース全部ニュークリア関連しか海外の人見てないから、
yeah.
それは言われるに決まってんだよね。
Yeah, you know? And so, but you can't ignore that, that bad PR situation, you know?
Of course.
It doesn't matter if Japan, it doesn't matter if,the Japanese government thinks that the nuclear reactor isn't that big of a problem. It is a big problem because of the way that other people around the world end up perceiving Japan. That's a huge problem.
Yeah, but people in Japan know that. We know that. That's why it's really weird that...
They know what?
That it's a problem. だから余計都政でこれをなんか都知事選でこれがメインの何アジェンダになったらおかしいじゃん。おかしいじゃん、やっぱ。と思う。
Well, there's always something.
そういうなんかいろいろありすぎて、もう誰に入れる。でもね、都知事選いつもそうなんだよね。誰も嫌だな、みたいな。
Yeah, that's normal.
誰に入れるみたいな。Isn't it really sad?
それ普通。
なんか何人もいてさ、
ど
れも嫌だっていう。でもっと若い人なんかいないのかね。
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We had the single mom half-black president who comes from a civil liberties background or whatever he was doing, right? Obama.
Yeah.
Right? He was like the perfect candidate. He got into office. He didn't do shit. Right?
Well.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's elected. It doesn't. You're just. It's just one person. The machine is so much larger.
まあ、だからとりあえずオリンピックあるからなんか石原さんみたいな出現する人じゃない人をせめてなんか女性とかあの何ゲイピープルとかに対してせめてなんかさ恥ずかしいのはやっぱり都知事っていう立場になると何か言った時に英語のニュースに翻訳されちゃうわけじゃんちゃんとで世界にばらまかれちゃうからそれだけちょっと気をつけてほしいよね
うん
でも2月9日結構迫ってんだけどみんな決めてんのかなもう誰にボーツするかみんな決まってない気がするなんかみたいな
Yeah, I'm not voting.
You're not voting?
No.
Why not?
I just explained that. It doesn't matter.
You just don't care?
It's just the system needs change. The system needs change.
Well,Okay.
My non-voting isn't a non-vote. It's a...
No, it's important to actually go and put an empty sheet in there.
You're telling me to go somewhere...
白紙投票
And put an empty sheet.
I can tell you why. It's really important. 若者の投票率が増えれば、若者のから得票しないといけないんだって思うわけじゃんだから若者のことを考えた政策を作らなくちゃいけないっていう風に政治家がプッシュされるわけじゃんだけど投票してる人たちがおじいちゃんおばあちゃんばっかりじゃん今とかもそうするとおじいちゃんおばあちゃんから票を得られればいいわけだから若者に関してはどうでもいいじゃんってなっちゃうじゃんだから若者が投票してますよっていうのを見せるだけでも意味あると思うよ
だから、yeah, I totally disagree, so I'm not going.
Why do you disagree?
It's just not...
They want voters. They want votes. Right?
And it's silly. Why should I go put some blank piece of paper in a box?
Just so that they know that you voted. Like a young person
What, that I support voted. Their shitty system, but I haven't picked a candidate?
Yeah.
And I don't really understand the dichotomy between like 若者 and older people. I feel like that's kind of a weird way to think about it.
Yeah, だからその年金、なんか年金とかまさにそうじゃん。
Yeah, but it's not like 若者 versus old people or like we're not voting and they are and that's the whole problem. There are more fundamental issues in government with corruption and
but first, I mean...If there's anything that we can do is to show them that young people are willing to vote. It's just that... And we are watching them. We are watching them on TV. We are listening to them, whether we like it, whether we like them or not. Like, they just can't... We have to show them that they can't ignore us. You know? だから投票に行くのは大事だと思う。若い人たちが。もう別に誰にも入れたくなければからでもいいけど、だそうじゃないといつまでたってもおじいちゃんおばあちゃんフレンリーのあれになっちゃうもん
No, because
Yes,
they're going away.
That's the problem. They're not going away. もうずっとだって高齢化じゃん I mean like people in their 50s and 60s are gonna be in 70s and 80s and、
yeah.
you know, the 平均寿命 is 上がってるしさ
Yeah,
you know?
but
And there are less and less
kids. I feel
kids.
The change doesn't... I feel like the change has to come through people's minds and people's 考え方 first.
That's ideal.
And I don't think that me showing up and putting one blank sheet of paper in there is...
You alone...
Is the catalyst.
You alone はそうだけど、だから若い人たちが自分には関係ないってそういうふうに思ってる人がいっぱいいたら、それはそれで、power になっちゃうじゃん。でしょ?
So are you organizing a bunch of young people to go place empty ballots?
No, it doesn't have to be empty. I mean, if you want to
vote
for somebody, then you should.
If you vote, so you don't know, you don't like anyone, right? You don't know who to vote for, right?
Well, I don't know yet, no.
And yeah, it's not going to work this way. The system needs to be changed. People need to be, first of all, it needs to be digitized. It should be online. People should be able to vote on issues rather
than... Yeah, but
than,
that's like
than,
a you huge can't even,
you can't
change.
Even vote. Yeah, well, that's what I want. That's what... If it's not that, then
going
I'm
going to vote... Like, young people voting is going to change, like, at least something small, you know, at least a little bit. Like, oh, young people are voting, so maybe we should put it online, you know? とかなるじゃん。
ならない。
なる。
Young people aren't voting, so we should put it online. That's the philosophy that's pervasive throughout the United States right now.
That's not how it works in Japan.
Well,
they just don't see it that way. They just don't connect dots at all, you know? だから the easiest way is to make those candidates think that they need to gain votes from young people for them to win for their own sake. For that, young people need to go, you know, young people need to vote. And then they see like how young people are voting and then they'll be like, oh, you know, we need to be popular among young people, you know. They need to be nicer. Mm. We need to be nicer to them. We need to come up with something cool for them.
The only thing they're thinking
cool?
is how do we make more money? It's all this stuff you're talking about, I just don't believe it.
They are going to make money once they win.
They're
jobless if they lose the election, obviously.
Yeah, but all this...
So they want to win so bad. They've already spent so much money on the election campaigns and stuff. So the important thing is to make them desperate to get votes from young people. And once it happens, then they'll be like, oh, we need to be cool. We need to be liked by young people. How can we do that? Oh, maybe I should suggest, you know, changing the voting system and making it online. Then all the young people are going to like me. とか, you know, oh, we
but
need
that's
to...
So
spe- we need
that's
to
so
be
speculative. You have no idea who's going to win. You don't know if that blank vote is going to... If they're going to look at blank votes and be like, oh, my God. No, once people win, it's like, all
no,
right,
no,
I'm
no.
in.
They have, no, no, no.
I'm
they
in.
Have,
I won.
They have
I won.
The...
Fuck you bitches. Suck it. I won. And then
what?
They just like...
No, they have these stats down.
Shit.
いつも。あの、何十、十、何 ?20 代、30代、40代、50代、60代、70代。何歳ぐらいの人が一番ボーチしましたとか、mm. あ、若者が全然ボーチしてませんねってなるじゃん。
Yeah, that's disapproval of the system, though. If you don't... If
they
you don't
see it that way.
Yeah,
they don't see it that way.
Yeah,
because
but they
look at it.
They don't want to see it that way. What, if they see it that way, どうなるの?
だからそれを見て、あ、ゆ、その有権者というか、この何、ボーチする人は、おじいちゃんおばあちゃんなんだってなっちゃうじゃん。だから若者の票なんて関係ないじゃん。若者ボーチしないんだからどうせ。だから若者に人気なんか出なくたって別にいいわけじゃん。どうせ投票に来ないから。でしょ?だからおじいちゃんおばあちゃんに人気さえ出とけば、
That shit's all, it's all iwake, it's all iwake, because the young people have already expressed, you know, their criticisms of the current system. That's already out there. And whether or not, yeah,
they don't care.
They don't
care.
だ
から, what we can do now, easily, is to just show up and put that paper in that stupid box.
But they don't care.
They would. They would no, if no, they start seeing well, that we are voting. That's my point. What they care the most is to win the election. To win the election, they have to be popular. You know?
Yeah.
To be popular is to be favorable to the voters.
I'm not interested in playing that game. I disapprove of the overall system, and so I'm not taking part in it. That's all it is.
I feel like I should at least try so that they'll wake up. Because, I mean, not voting is like me not doing anything. I can complain at home or to my friends all day, but they're not going to listen to me anyways.
But if you disapprove of the system and you go there and you vote for one of the candidates who is a part of the system and supports the system, spend his whole life studying the system.
Us boycotting it doesn't help at all because they don't care if we voted or not.That doesn't 困らせる them at all. They'll be like, oh.
だから行かないんだよ。
だから行かなくても困らないんだよ、彼らは。
だから行かない。
Why?
Because
that doesn't change anything.
I know. But it doesn't change anything if I go.
If we all went, it will change. If young people vote it more, it will change.
Because they'll have to care.
They'll have to care what we think. Because they need our votes. But if we're not voting, if we're sitting around doing nothing, then it won't change anything. We can sit around here and complain all day, but it won't change anything.
I talk to people, interact with people, and I think that does a lot more than voting does, is discussing some of these issues and some of these ideas and some of these policies.
But once people have
the right mentality, I think.
But how long is it going to take? It's much easier if young people just went and vote.
Maybe you're right.
I know I'm right. If all the young people went voting, it will change stuff. You know, the voting will be online, just like that. It's such a shame.
No, if the young people went and voted, there's no reason to put it online. They're voting.
Yeah, もっとvote 欲しいじゃん、そしたら。Oh, young people are interested. Young people are willing to vote. We need to make it easier for them.
I don't know.
You know? I don't know.
Anyways. 以上です。
以上です。次、月曜日。まあだから、土日挟むけど、アプリが出ましたってなったら、ツイッターでお知らせします。
Yep.
で、なんかね、ツイッターで書いてる人いたからあれなんだけど、アプリ自体はタダなんだよね。
Yep.
アプリのダウンロード自体は無料。で、最初の1から3エピソードの
無料。
トランスクリプトも無料。で、そこから先、有料。
うん、
なのでそう、ダウンロード自体はタダですっていうのが言いたかった。
うん、
OK。月曜日。
はい。
Have a nice weekend. あとセンター試験の人、頑張ってきてください。
はい、頑張れ。
バイ。